is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu.
This will truly be the golden age of America.
Former President Trump claiming victory in the presidential race before supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
ABC News is not yet projecting a winner in the presidential race. Vice President Harris will address her supporters later today. ABC News projects the Republican Party will take control of the Senate next year, although California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff won the race to replace the late Dianne Feinstein in the Senate. Abortion rights amendments passed in Missouri, Colorado, Maryland, and New York. Voters in Nebraska approve more restrictions on abortion. This is ABC News. The study out of the American Academy of Pediatrics says emergency room visits by teenagers for caffeine overdoses have skyrocketed.
It's hard for teens to throttle back sometimes from screen time to sleep and even caffeine. A study shows the rate of 11 to 14-year-olds visiting hospital ERs for caffeine overdoses has doubled since 2017. Health officials say teens who are drinking the popular energy, sports, and coffee drinks are not heeding warnings. The recommended consumption for teens is no more than 100 milligrams of caffeine per day, equal to about one cup of coffee a day. Some of those drinks readily available at stores can contain three times that amount in one can. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Matthew Choi has been banned from the New York City Marathon. He ran this past Sunday's race with a camera crew on e-bikes in tow, posting videos to his social media. The group that organizes the race says Choi's hangers-on obstructed other runners. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks looking for answers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Utah Jazz tomorrow night. Both teams off to a slow start, each with just one win and six losses. Head coach Doc Rivers says don't be surprised to see other players in the lineup.
This is the team I think we have. We can't be scared to put different guys in, even try different lineups, because I think we have enough guys that will be able to do that.
College basketball, the Badgers take on Montana State tomorrow night in the Kohl Center. NFL, after 5.5 seasons, the Packers traded linebacker Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It saves Green Bay salary cap money. In return, they'll get a 7th-round pick.